go for the Oakland Patriots, number 23, Emmanuel Smith, 6'2 sophomore guard Smith. Number 10, Ryan Gibbons, 5'11 sophomore guard Gibbons. Number 15, Devin Epps, 5'10 sophomore guard Epps. Number 30, Dante Lippert. Lippert is a 6'5 junior center, Lippert. And number 34, Kyle Oliver, 6'4 freshman forward, Oliver. So Smith, Gibbons, Epps, Lippert, and Oliver for the Oakland Patriots. For Blackman, number 1, Quindell Cousin. He has a 6'2 junior forward Cousin. Number 15, Darius Thompson, 6 foot junior guard. Thompson, number 15. Number 2, Alec McMiller, 5'11 junior guard McMiller. Number 21, Josh Mayer, 6'3 junior forward Mayer. And number 42, Terrence Smotherman, senior number 42 Smotherman. Cousin, Thompson, McMiller, Mayer, and Smotherman. For Blackman, for Oakland, Smith, Gibbons, Epps, Lippert, and Oliver. That's a look at your starting lineups from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor. Sinet P, tall task here for the young Oakland Patriots, and Blackman trying to keep pace and stay tied, at least with the Siegel Stars. They have the tiebreaker for first place in the district.
Well, Oakland's a pesky bunch. See how well they play. They need to put four quarters together. Blackman pretty experienced.
Smotherman and Smith jumping center, and it's going to be controlled by the Blaze. They're moving right to left as we see it. The blue uniforms trimmed in orange and white. Oakland in the home white trimmed in red and a little navy in there as well. Cousin, top of the key, feed down low, and the basket goes for Thompson, and there is a foul. Gave you the middle school score. Crystal Dangerfield, 26 of Blackman's 52 points in that middle school championship game. What an outing. The plus one is good for Thompson. So it's Thompson 3, Oakland nothing. Oakland's first possession. Down the floor they go, moving left to right. Epps in the corner, gives it up to Lippert. Lippert, trapped, dribbles out of it. Now he's got to get rid of it, tries the bounce pass underneath to Gibbons. It goes out of bounds off of the Blaze.
Blackman Blaze pretty quick, similar to Siegel. They don't do as much full court pressure, but they are really intense at the half court.
Looking to inbound is Epps. He does, right underneath to Gibbons, tipped out of bounds again. Barry Wortman sporting the black suit tonight. White shirt. It's like a gold tie. Epps, the lob in. Far side to Oliver. In the corner. Underneath, they get it to Lippert. The little shot, no good, right underneath. The two-footer got his own rebound. A battle for it. And they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be Oakland's ball.
A lot of battling there by Lippert, and he did a good job of trying to maintain his strength and going back up with it, but they jump ball, but it is Oakland basketball.
Sophomore Epps to toss in. Does Lippert on the offside with the little toss in off the glass. Dante Lippert. 3-2 Blackman bringing it down the floor. Is Darius Thompson, 13 points a game, 6 assists and 2 steals, drives in the lane and an offensive foul. Went charging in there. I think it was Gibbons who kept his footing.
Just wasn't there. That lane wasn't there for Thompson.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Eagleville boys 35, MTCS 31. Halftime, Eagleville 35-31 over the Cougars. Epps in the corner finds Smith. Emmanuel back out front between the rings to Epps. Right side, Lippert in the corner. Now Gibbons has it. Takes a couple of dribbles, comes near side, right wing. Epps now back to Gibbons, drives, baseline jumper is partially blocked, and there's going to be a foul. Gibbons goes down. It's a couple of shots upcoming here for Gibbons with the foul on Josh Mayer, his first foul.
Well, he made a good fake, head fake on Mayer. Then Mayer tried to recover and didn't get there in time.
Gibbons. Shot is good. Bounced off the front of the rim, hit the backboard, and fell through. First basket of the night for the sophomore. Ties us up at 3-3. Now make it 4-3 Oakland. Second one barely ripples the net. bringing it up the floor, Darius Thompson. 6 foot junior guard. Now he gives it off to McMiller, who trots it across the timeline now. Straight away, bounce pass goes right side to Mayer. Tries to go baseline. Now Thompson comes out. He's got it now. Drives to the lane. Kicks it out. McMiller for three. It's in and out. Rebound tipped up high. Controlled by the Blaze. Backing his way in there is Wendell Cousin. Nice move there by Cousin. Now Oakland's going to throw it away in the backcourt. Unforced turnover. That is their first of the night. We have played 1 minute and 56 seconds. McMiller in the backcourt after the toss in from Thompson. Brings it across the timeline. Now comes here near side, moving right to left. Now Thompson threads the needle, drives in, draws the double team. Now far side, the three is nothing but net for Damian Sales, who just checked in the game.
That's what makes Thompson such a good player. He can penetrate, and then he'll find that open man, an easy three.
That's why he has 6 assists a game. Epps got to get rid of it and does to Givens. In the corner, Lippert. Feet underneath, tries for Emmanuel Smith, tipped away. Run down. Now Oakland has lost the ball. Now a tripping foul coming up the floor as Josh Mayer wound up mopping up part of Randy Keene Gymnasium. Foul is on Lippert. It's his first. Near sideline, the toss is made. And up the floor, Thompson after the toss in from Sales. Thompson coming near sideline. Back to Sales between the circles. Drives to the top of the key, now backs it back out. Flips it over far side to K.J. Dowdy in the game. Gives it back up to Sales in the corner. Thompson for three. It is in and out. Rebound tipped up. Pulled out of there by Oliver. Oliver to Epps. Epps up to Givens. Givens out front between the rings. Oliver has it. Now ball is on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Mayer, and then there's going to be a foul by Smith before the lay-in. Emmanuel had no choice in that. Otherwise, he was going to lay it up. Now, Flatman's going to have to earn it. That's Emmanuel's first foul. Tyler Black in for the Patriots, 5'8 freshman. Thompson's got it now. Calls the play for Barry Wertman's Blackman Blaze. Drives the lane, top of the key, backs in there. Now dumps it out to Sales for three from the baseline. Swish! Sales, 2 threes in this first quarter. It's 11-4 Blaze. Smith. Near side to Ricky Dunaway, who's in the game. Tipped away. Steal for Thompson. Reverse lay-in. Missed it, but there for the follow-up is Terrence Smith and a timeout Oakland. And it's a one-minute break for us. Blackman leads 13-4 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Got free?
We do.
Hi, I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant with First Bank, with offices in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
In this day and time, it's hard to find anything for free.
But here at First Bank, we still offer a variety of free checking accounts,
which includes free debit cards and free online banking.
We have the services you need and are prepared to work hard for you.
We are your friends and neighbors and are ready to give you the attention that you deserve.
We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
More than banking.
It's First Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Oakland called the timeout to set something up here, trailing 13-4. Dunaway, right elbow, no good. Missed the shot. Rebound, Damian Sales for the Blaze. Pushing it down the floor is McMiller. Crossing the timeline now. Bounce pass underneath and thrown away. Intended for Terrence Smotherman, the first Blaze turnover. Jake Fries makes his way into the lineup for the Blackman Blaze. And K.J. Dowdy back in. Sales out of the game along with Thompson. Stolen away and now a foul on Emmanuel Smith. He fouled Cousin coming up the floor, and that's two on Emmanuel. Oakland will have a very tough time without him. He's going to have to go out and sit.
He's been plagued the last few games in foul trouble, getting them early.
Josh Smith, 6'2 freshman in the game for the Patriots. Freeze, near wing. Back out top of the key, Cousin. Right side, McMiller has it. Now a whistle underneath the basket. It's going to be on Freeze. A legal screen, I think, for him, or he rubbed off a screen.
Gave an elbow to Josh Smith.
So the toss is made by Oakland's Kyle Oliver to Epps. Running the show now to Dunaway. Out here right wing. Deeper in the corner. Oliver has it now. Try the feet inside. They do get it in. Backing in is Smith. Tosses back out. Epps has it ripped out of his hands. Down the floor. It's McMiller. Long pass. Well, he didn't pass. He just went up and got hammered. Six Oakland turnovers. The foul is on Ricky Dunaway. Going to the charity stripe, 5'11 junior guard Alec McMiller.
Oakland has had two shots taken.
First one is good by McMiller. Oakland had a lead at 4-3. And since then, have been outscored by 13. Second one is good as well for McMiller. 15-4. Length of the floor to go for the Pats. Oliver to Epps, and now Epps crossing the timeline now. Moving left to right toward the concession stand from our vantage point in the upstairs gym. In the corner, Smith lost the ball, rolling around, picks it up, and now a foul called on the Blaze. And the foul is on K.J. Dowdy, his first and the fourth team foul. In the game for the Pats, senior Brody Laws, 6'4 senior forward. Giving him a little extra oomph on the inside. Epps trapped at half court. Givens throws it, got it tipped back to him. Now Dunaway drives the lane, partially blocked. Coming out of there with it is Josh Mayer. Mayer to Thompson. Thompson between the rings. Stutter steps. Behind the back dribble. Down low. What an assist. Missed the shot. Put back, however, offside by Mayer. And Smotherman missed the shot. 30-second timeout as Blackman leads 17-4. And John Dinkins has a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. And that's how you do a 30-second commercial.
Well, thank you, sir. Good
job. Don't make any comments about Stan and how they look or how cheap they are and all this kind of stuff.
I didn't say they were cheap. I just won't buy your coffee. Ricky Swader in the house along with a lot of other boys basketball players. You remember Ricky well. Played for you out at Walter Hill all those many years. Good teams you had.
Good fella. Good boy. Not a boy anymore.
No. He's a man. Bounce pass underneath. Turning, spinning. Epps trying to go up. He's going to be fouled. the official from the far side made the call, and that doesn't make Barry Workman happy. Thompson with his second foul. Epps going to the foul line. Clay Shirley rolling down there. A lot of folks. First one up, good. That's Epps at the foul line. First basket for him. Oakland trails by 12 with a minute 58 left in the first. Big deep breath for Devin. Bend of the knee, shot it and missed it. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound run down by Dowdy. Dowdy gives it up to McMiller. Crossing the timeline now. Back over to Dowdy, right wing. He's out deep. McMiller, top of the key, drives in there. Got to get rid of it and does bounce it back over to Dowdy. He gets it back. McMiller, top of the key, bounce pass over near side to Freeze. Got to get rid of it, partially blocked, and stolen away, and then re-stolen. Freeze has it, up to McMiller, drives the lane, bounce pass, going up, his cousin, and he's hacked. Going to get a couple of free throws here, I would say. Foul is on Josh Smith of Oakland. That is the sixth Oakland team foul. We're a minute 29 left in this first period as well. Cousins' first toss is good. Averaging 10 points per game, 7 rebounds. He's got 3 points thus far. Strides to the line for another toss. Shot it and missed it. Too hard off the back of the rim. Brody Laws high for the rebound. Outlet pass made to Epps. Crossing the timeline now. Moving left to right. Goes far side to the wing spot. Now Laws for three. It is off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out. And Thompson bounce pass down the floor. Cousin can't hold on to it. Turnover plays. 18-5. Blackman leading. Turn the ball over for the second time tonight on that possession. Epps, length of the floor to go. McMiller guarding him tightly. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland basketball. Inbounding here at the midcourt stripe near sideline. Dunaway triggers it in. Oakland goes to work. Epps is trapped. Gives it up in the corner. Driving the lane. Ran out of real estate, did Smith. Long pass up. Cousin, can he get to it? Yes, barely. Dribbles, six-footer, a little short. Rebound, Dunaway. Oakland trying to slow things down a little bit, but Blackman saying, no, no, you play at our pace, at least at this point. 37 seconds to go. Epps, Dunaway back out to help. Driving near side, pull-up jumper baseline, not going to fall for Epps. But there's a foul. Foul is going to be on McMiller. And at the charity stripe stands, Devin Epps.
Well, there are a lot of fouls so far early in this game. Both teams with 6 apiece.
First toss is no good. Hit the left side of the rim, rolled around the lip, went around the far side, fell away. We'll have another. Spin of the basketball for good luck. Shot it and got it. No, robbed. Bounced back out. Missed both of them. Walking it down the floor is Thompson with 18 seconds. He's going to hold it with 16. Oakland brings the defense out. Traps with 11 seconds. Over to Andrew Rogan, who's back in the game. Now Thompson, far side. Three up and no good by Sales. Rebound. Somebody for Blackman has it in the midst of the pileup, and Cousin cannot get a shot off. That's the end of the first. With your score, 18-5, Blackman leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And in the first quarter, Oakland 1-4 for 25% from the field, Blackman 6-12 for 50%. They've out-rebounded Oakland 8-3.
18-5, Blackman with the lead and the ball. Andrew Rogan, the sophomore, in there. Cousin looking down low to Smotherman, and he uses it off the glass. Goes up here near side, right underneath the basket. Easy basket for him. Smith gives it up to Josh Smith, and tried to go inside. The law is tipped away. Rebound, Rogan to Thompson, no look. Cousin, left block. Oh, yeah. Wendell Cousin, 22-5 now, Blackman. By the way, the Lady Raiders are going to get their flight off in about 5 minutes. And an extra, still a quick turnaround there. Gibbons going to be fouled. Rogan. That's Monty Hale doing that tweeting. Even Monty can tweet.
Monty on the plane?
No.
Oh.
At D&J headquarters, putting out
you
the
paper. You know I don't understand tweeting.
Gibbons at the foul line. First one is no good. Not going to get that second one. Length of the floor to go for the Blaze. And walking it down. It's maybe player of the year in boys basketball. I'd say some may argue, Darius Thompson. No look pass, and too high, too long. Smotherman is not 9'3". Third turnover for the Blaze. I would say he would have to be in the conversation, wouldn't you, for the MVP and the boys?
I think you're right. I do.
There are a lot of candidates, I'd say.
Robert Brandon.
Yeah, for Siegel.
Donye Burnett.
Driving down, coming here near side. Cutting through the lane is Josh Smith. He's going to be fouled going in. Foul is on Smotherman. First foul for him. That's the eighth team foul, which will send Smith to the line. He's going to shoot two. The freshman eyes the goal. The first one too long. Oakland
Trayton
Jazz
Harris.
Not shooting very well, are they?
I'm thinking of more players now. Trayton Harris.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of for Siegel. You know,
Laverne's got a candidate or two.
This one bounces, will not fall. Missed them both. Josh Smith bringing it down the floor. Thompson. Thompson gives it up. They pass around the outside arc. McMiller back over to Dowdy. Now Thompson feeds it over inside the lane to McMiller. He has to back it away. Coming near side, Dowdy spots for three. It's online just off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled out of there by Epps. Long pass up. And out of bounds was Josh Smith. Turnover Oakland. Turnover number nine for the Patriots. Mike Wright in his third year, right?
That would be correct,
I believe,
sir.
That's right, yeah. At the helm of the Oakland Patriots.
Somewhat of a rebuilding situation here at Oakland. A lot of freshmen.
Terrence Smotherman is going to be given a foul, and Dante Lippert a technical foul. Didn't see what was going on there. They both count as personal fouls, however. Must have been something said, push or shove or something. Dribbling in and out of traffic, McMiller now coming near side. Doughty for three, and this one is too long. Rebound, Dante Lippert. Pass over to Emmanuel Smith. Crosses over the timeline now. Smith turns, spins, backs in there. A high off the glass, won't go. And now a reach-in foul going to be called on Josh Smith for Oakland. After the rebound, coming up the floor.
Oakland has attempted, Brian, five shots. One of five from the field. And as anybody knows, you've almost played a quarter and a half and you've only had five shots taken. That's not a good ratio.
At the line, Thompson missed it, so doesn't get the second. Missed the front end. Epps crossing the timeline now. Near side, Dunaway in three-point land. Tries to pass, and it hit the backboard. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say tipped. There's no way that it was tipped. But that's okay. I don't have a dog in this hunt. It will be Oakland's ball underneath the basket. Hit the backboard, didn't it?
Yeah, evidently he must have touched it before.
Before
it hit the backboard.
Underneath, trying to throw one up there as Josh Smith got too far underneath the basket, and now Blackman rebounds it out of bounds. So Oakland will have it on the far in line. And the toss is made inbounds. Dunaway in the corner gives it up to Epps. He's still over there. Left elbow now driving through is Oliver. Turn, spins, fade away. Yes. Kyle Oliver, first basket of the night. Need to get him going. He's got 8 points. Or averaging 8 points. That's his first basket tonight. 22-7. Blaze leading here with 4:47 to go. First half of play. Doughty to McMiller. McMiller between the rings and a foul on Oakland's Josh Smith. That's his third.
The zone that Oakland has gotten into has kind of slowed Blackman down a little bit after those easy baskets. They really haven't gotten a shot off. There have been some fouls. They've gone to the foul line.
McMiller hit the first, so he will get another at the charity stripe. Alec McMiller, 5'11 junior. Got six quick dribbles, a spin of the ball on the left hand. This one is no good. Rebound tipped, and Cousin tipped it, but pulled down there by the pass. Epps down the floor, threw it away. Cousin, long pass up. Thompson trying to reverse, and he's going to be hacked by Emmanuel Smith. And that's Emile's third.
Oakland has really had a lot of trouble making that first pass to the corner, and a lot of that is to the pressure that McMiller's putting on.
1 minute break. Oakland takes a timeout, trailing 23-7 to the Blackman Blaze.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. Jay Muller's Jewelry, Carpets by Osmer, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Darius Thompson just nailed one at the foul line. The second one is up, and it is good. 5 points for Thompson, 25-7. Blackman leading the Oakland Patriots with 4:29 left in the second. Thompson going to go have a seat. And Epps, up. Oh, well, there's a technical foul. Knew it was coming. Mike Wright is going to get teed up. So at the charity stripe, didn't take long. We were hedging bets. At the foul line, Alec McMiller. This one's good. McMiller's got four.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time, wasn't it?
I think he was... had trouble with the defense that was being played on Epps coming up the floor.
I think so, and Miller has been putting a lot of pressure on him. But I don't know that Mike Wright was the main culprit of that. I think it was earlier by the assistant coaches a little bit.
Nonetheless, 20-point lead.
Mike opened his mouth. It was
that was it.
That was it.
Bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Smyrna leading Laverne in boys, 35-33 at halftime. Smyrna leading Laverne in boys, 35-33 at halftime on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Foul line, jumper is up, no good. Offside rebound is up, however, by Cousin, and he has seven. 29-7, Blackman. Oakland's Oliver has it tipped. Tipped away and run down by Dowdy for the Blaze. Turnover 12 for the Patriots. Dowdy bounce pass to Freeze. Back out front. Now this is tipped away. Oliver going to have a layup on the other end. Fouled by Freeze. Siegel leads Riverdale 27-23. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Freeze with his second foul, sending Oliver to the charity stripe. Shot it and got it. So some pretty close games. Smyrna by two. Siegel by, what is that? Four points.
Need a calculator?
Yeah. Eagle Bowl was leading by four as well at halftime. This one is good. So Oliver hit both free throws. 20-point lead for the Blaze. Thompson back in the game with 3:26 to go. First half. Thompson looking around. Passes off to Andrew Rogan here near side. Pass back out front to Thompson. Makes a couple of dribbles, feeds underneath to Smotherman, and he is smothered. One of a number of Patriots could be the culprit here, and it is going to be Oliver. First foul for him. Smotherman there at the foul line. This one is short. Freeze is out, and in is Marquand Gant. A lot of Blaze being played here in this one tonight. Second one is in and out. Smotherman missed both free throws. 3 minutes to go. And foul on Gant. And that brings the Oakland crowd alive. It's an emotional game, basketball, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Everybody in a box.
Epps at the foul line. Shot it and missed it. He will have another one.
Oakland 5 of 11 from the free throw line.
Not helping their cause there either, are they, tonight? Epps will have another one. Zeroes in on the rack, and this one is no good. Too hard. Smotherman with the rebound. Cousin, I'm sorry, make that Thompson in the corner. The three, as he was fading away and even falling down, is up and good by Andrew Rogan, the first bank three. Epps in the corner to Lippert, near side. Now at the wing spot, driving in the lane. Oliver missed the shot. Smotherman pulls down another rebound, averaging six per game. He's probably got that many tonight so far for the Blackman Blaze.
And a huge advantage in this game, 14-6 on the boards, Blackman.
Gant, as they play out front, feed goes from Sales inside to Smotherman and off his fingertips, turnover Blaze. They lead it 32-9. Right wing, Lippert looking over far side. Driving, turning, backing in is Josh Smith and blocked. Down the floor come the Blaze. Thompson, lob, Smotherman off the glass too hard. Rebound, tipped out of, well, it's out of bounds. I have no idea who it's out of bounds off of. Brody Laws, Cousin and Dowdy back in. Blackman, Laws, and Gibbons for Oakland. And Oakland going to try to get somebody else in, but they can't get Tyler Black in time. Minute 46 to go in the first half. Thompson, pass over here, near side. The three is up. The three is no good. Just short by Rogan. Rebound, Epps. Epps stops, gives it up to Lippert. Turn, spins, jumper, baseline, no good. Now over the back foul, going to be called on Oakland. And that is Josh Smith. That's four for Smith. Picked up three fouls in this third, or make this second quarter. So at the foul line, Andrew Rogan. A couple of foul shots for him. He's got a first bank three already in this one. This one's good. Rogan. Freeze is in for Blackman, and Black is in for the pass. Rogan, second one is good. He's got a three and two free throws, 5 points tonight. 33-9, Blackman. Oakland's only scored 4 points in this quarter. Ball rolling around, picked off. Epps has his pocket picked. Cousin, double dribbles, going into the rack. And bringing it down the floor is Epps. Minute 10 to go, first half. Lippert, pass here to the near side to Black. Now they get it underneath. Laws dumps it low. Baseline jumper from about six. Near side is a ripper for Lippert. 34-11. Breeze to Dowdy between the rings. McMiller playing catch now. Dowdy goes far side in the corner. Rogan for three. It's no good. And a push off on the rebound on Quindell Cousin, I think. It's his first, if it is. And it is. Again, Smyrna leading Laverne. 35-33 at halftime. Siegel 27, Riverdale 23. It's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And 52-51 Eagle Bowl with 3:18 to go in the game. 52-51, that one going down to the wire. Lippert at the foul line. missed the first. He will have another. Two quick dribbles. Spin of the basketball. Another dribble. Another spin. And this one's good. 5 points for Lippert. 30 seconds to go in the first half. 34-12, Blackman. Thompson out at the midcourt stripe. Epps going to come pick him up to make him work. Coach Wertman calls the play. They trap Thompson. He backs up, gives it up to McMiller, and then gets it back with 9 seconds with eight. He's going to head toward the rack. Now passes over right side. McMiller, baseline, floater, no good, but there for the putback is Cousin. And there's your horn. That's the end of the first half of play with your score. Blackman 36, Oakland 12. 36-12, the Patriots trailing the Blaze. The Blaze leading the Patriots here on State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings & Ayers at 820 South Church Street, across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, and don't forget Sir Pizza with three Rutherford County locations, sponsors our podcast online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button, download recent games, listen to them there, high school coaches show, MTSU games and such, online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Got the presentation of players and recognizing former Oakland players and coaches here on Alumni Night. Coach Randy King being introduced. Lee Pate and Nikki Thomas, predecessors to Randy. 552-162 was Randy's record, John. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, there was was pretty remarkable, isn't it?
87-2009. So.
Nicky Thomas's record wasn't too shabby either.
Yeah, yeah. It was
over 200 and 61 losses. And Lee Pate, of course, his legacy was with Central, Murfreesboro Central,
right.
And all the great teams he had there. And Dickie Thomas was on that one of those great Lee Pate teams. So kind of generation after generation.
Well, that's pretty neat, recognizing all the former players and coaches and such here. And John, first half has not been too kind to the Oakland Patriots. Blackman's played a pretty good first half here and leading the Patriots 36-12.
Yeah, it's not been a good shooting performance by the Patriots tonight, and Blackman has really shown why they're in the driver's seat right now and playing really well, and they have executed beautifully. Tremendous job on the boards tonight, getting offensive rebounds and putbacks, and they have increased his lead out now to 36-12, and just a great effort in the first half by the Blackman Blaze.
You've got to look at the team stats, and I'll look at the shooting here after you.
All right, the rebounding advantage really again with Blackman, 16-7. They have shot 50%, 11 of 22, and three first bank threes. Oakland, on the other hand, only 3 of 11. They've only had three shots to fall and only 11 shots in the first half. Credit to Blackman's defense, 27% shooting. 6 of 14 for the free throw line was Oakland for 43%. Blackman, 11 of 16, 69%. Blackman, 6 turnovers. Another key in this ball game, Oakland sitting there at halftime with 13 turnovers, just have not been able to get their offense going this evening anyway, at least in this first half.
All right, here's a look at the shooting tonight for Blackman. Quindell Cousin with 9 to lead the way, 6 points for Damian Sales, 2 threes, 5 apiece for Thompson and McMiller and Rogan, and Terrence Smotherman with 4. For the Oakland Patriots, 5 points for Lippert, 4 for Oliver, 1 for Devin Epps, and 2 points for Ryan Gibbons. Foul trouble, Josh Smith for Oakland has 4. Manuel Smith with 3. Nobody else with more than 3. That's a look at your stats from Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P. We'll be back for the second half of action. Oakland trailing Blackman 36-12 here on their home floor.
When you call to report a claim, would you like to hear this?
Thank you for calling our claim center. If you have wrecked a blue car on Tuesday, press 1. If you wrecked a red car on Thursday, press 2. If you'd like to talk with a real human being, call your mother.
I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you have a claim, you'll get our personal attention to make the claims process as simple as possible. Call our office for insurance needs and you'll hear,
"This is Farmer Brothers. How may I help you?"
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do.
Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill.
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show right after the conclusion of this basketball game. Brian?
Here we go with the second half. Epps and Gibbons, Emmanuel Smith, Lippert, and also for Oakland, Oliver. That's your starting lineup for the Oakland Patriots. And they have the basketball. Baseline jumper is up. Crawls over the rim, no good. Emmanuel Smith with the rebound and put back. First basket for Emmanuel Smith. Cousin Thompson, McMiller, Mayer. Nope, Sales and Smotherman, the lineup. Smotherman has it underneath, right side, off the block. It's good.
Well, that's pretty much a mismatch there. Givens was the one that came up to try to stop him. And you're not going to stop that. He's got about 6 inches on him.
Eagleville a winner over Middle Tennessee Christian School, 61-55. Eagleville a winner on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First final in boys tonight. Smith from the foul line, too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound. Thompson has it. Blackman moving left to right as we see it toward the concession stand. No look pass down to Thompson from Smotherman. Oh, that was a thing of beauty. And a timeout on the floor. 1 minute break for us, 40-14, Blaze lead.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas the Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Inbounds is triggered, and Epps brings it down the floor. Epps going to be fouled. And the foul is on Blackman's McMiller, his second. And to toss it in, Kyle Oliver, and he does. behind the timeline to Epps. Epps trapped in the corner, now gets it out to Gibbons. Lippert, foul line, jumper, too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound saved by Emmanuel Smith. Smith to Gibbons, fakes the three, doesn't take it. Over to Smith, underneath Lippert, off the glass. Oakland work of the ball for that basket.
Good move, went up high with that shot.
Thompson down quickly for the Blaze, leading 40-16. Cousin, now Thompson, tries to feed down low to Smotherman, and it is broken up by Oakland. Manuel Smith, going to have to give it up now, and does, sidearms it over there to Epps. Epps drives to the lane, now back out to Lippert in the far baseline. Epps gets it back after Lippert had it, now blocked by Thompson. And Gibbons tries to run down the loose ball. Keeps from running over a little girl, and it will be Blackman basketball. Near sideline, toss in to McMiller. Crosses the timeline now. Back to Thompson, right wing. Around the horn. Laverne now leads by three at the end of the third. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Three, left side, fired up. It is no good by Sales down the lane. Lippert for the pass. 45-42, Laverne going into the fourth. No look down to Smotherman, tipped away. Saved by the hair of his chinny chin chin, Thompson. Darius takes it in, offensive foul. Three fouls for Darius Thompson. Five minutes, 4 seconds to go in this third. Ricky Dunaway is in for Oakland. And Lippert going to go have a seat, looks like. Dunaway tosses into Epps.
Dunaway's out, Brian.
Okay.
No, Oliver.
Oliver, okay. Gibbons looks over the three, nothing there. Drives the lane, pull-up jumper. He's fouled, driving to the lane. Foul is on Dowdy. At the line, sophomore guard Ryan Gibbons. Shot it, and it's short. Josh Mayer back in. Out goes Quindell Cousin. I believe Andrew Rogan is going to come in. Next dead ball as well. Gibbons shot it and got it. Ryan with 3 points. Take to seat. Down the floor for the Blaze is McMiller. McMiller and Dowdy playing catch out front. Now Dowdy spots for the long two. It's no good, too long. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith down the far sideline. Now explodes to the basket. About a six-footer, no good. Got his own rebound, tipped it way back out. And Oakland resets. Three, near side, Ricky Dunaway. No good for the big man. McMiller down the floor in the corner. Finds Rogan. Rogan back to McMiller, now near wing, Dowdy has it. Dowdy looks inside, bounce pass, they get it inside to the big man Terrence Smotherman, and now he's the leading scorer in the game with 10. 42-19, Blackman. Manuel Smith drives, pushes his way in the lane, hooks it up there, won't go, rebound, Dunaway, yes, and there is a foul. At the foul line stands 6'4", Ricky Dunaway.
Patriots playing with a little more energy here in this third quarter, really just taking it into the basket.
Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball. It's up and good. The plus one for Ricky Dunaway, his first basket, first points of the night. The three, the old-fashioned way. Cousin is back in. Smotherman goes out for a blow. 42-22, 20-point lead for Blackman. Near side, Dowdy, pocket picked. Here's Smith down the floor, gives it over to Epps, and now Epps going to be fouled by K.J. Dowdy. That's three on Dowdy, John.
Five team fouls for Blackman, none on Oakland, so Blackman's starting to pick up some fouls here.
Dunaway tosses in to Brody Laws. Brody, the senior, gives it up to Epps. Foul line jumper, no, doesn't take it. Passes down low, hook shot up by Josh Smith, no good. Rebound. Cousin, or McMiller, has it stolen away, and now a slam by Emmanuel Smith. 42-24. Near side. Working around with it now, pass over the far side, McMiller. Sales gets it back, being pestered. Far wing now with the basketball, Rogan. Top of the key, 4-3, it's short by Sales, rebound. Oakland clears it out, Dunaway gives it over to Epps. To Emmanuel Smith, turns, spins, glides in the lane, back out to Laws for three, left wing, in and out. Rebound tipped up, tipped around, and saved by Damian Sales, and he's fouled.
Well, that would have made it interesting. Cut it to 15 if he'd hit that three. Oakland really playing with reckless abandon on the boards right now, trying to get back in this thing. Blackman has gotten a little cold. Darius Thompson sitting on the bench. If you're going to make a move, I guess if you're Oakland, you got to do it now.
Foul was on Josh Smith. It was his fifth, so he's fouled out of the game with 2:32 left in the third. Pass near side. Mayer tries to fight his way to the foul line. Ball rolling around, and jump ball finally is the call. Blackman basketball. It's a physical game. It's also one where tempers can get out of hand quickly, and that may have been about 3 or 4, maybe 5 seconds too long. But cooler heads have prevailed. McMiller with the basketball now gives it up Mayer. Mayer trapped outside, driving the baseline. Cousin dumps it back out, and Rogan walks. Well, Blackman certainly has not found a sink here in the second half thus far.
Well, as soon as Thompson went on the bench, it started to fade a little bit, this lead.
Epps to Laws. Laws threw it away. Turnover for the Pats. Down the floor, McMiller in traffic, and they're going to say Epps fouled.
Problem is, Brian, if you're Oakland and you can't take advantage of the turnovers, and they've had about three out of four trips with a chance to cut the lead, you've got to make gains then. And now Thompson getting ready to check back in. Barry Wortman's seen enough.
Epps' first foul, by the way. Blackman to toss in. Find McMiller. Sales. Out front with a minute 37 in the third. Driving baseline. Going up. Cousin has it rejected. Emmanuel Smith behind the back dribble. No look pass over. Off the glass. Yes. That excites the crowd. Kyle Oliver getting in on the action. And a timeout. Blackman. 42-26. Is this the start of a comeback? Or can Blackman ride the tide? We'll see. 1 minute break on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930. 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Brian, you know Sir Pizza's got three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games.
Pass stolen away, and Emmanuel Smith with the lay-in.
Blackman not protecting the basketball, and Oakland here comes roaring back. Cut it to 14.
42-28, Thompson. Passes back out front to Sales. In the corner, Rogan. Now they get it inside. Thompson going up. Shot partially blocked. Rolling around. Mayer has his shot blocked, and here comes Oakland. Down the far sideline is Smith. In the corner, three ball. No good by Tyler Black. Thompson glides the lane off the glass. Darius Thompson is saying, you know, it's time to go to work. He's got seven. Not that he hasn't worked tonight. He's just been on the bench for a while here in the third.
But he hasn't shot a whole lot. And I think he's decided to take a little bit, some of that into his own hands.
Only scored eight here in this quarter, and now Lippert throws it away. 15 turnovers for the Pats. K.J. Dowdy in. Laws and Givens going to come in as well for Oakland. It'll be Thompson to toss it in to Dowdy as soon as everyone has cleared the floor, and that's the case. Thompson with 14 seconds. Probably not going to give this up until he's ready to pass to somebody. He does. Now gets it back. Goes to work with seven, with six. With 5-4, long pass over to Dowdy for the long three. What a shot! From about 25, from the left wing. First bank three. It's 47-28. Blaze up on State Farm Prep Basketball, fourth quarter, straight ahead.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right behind the Green Bank and beside Fuji's. My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We're going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live, on demand with podcasts, and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
Well, I can tell you that we will be at Siegel for Blackman Siegel on Tuesday, next Friday, Riverdale at Blackman to wind up the District 7 AAA schedule. Oakland with the basketball, having a little trouble with it. Now driving Tyler Black, lost the ball, saved by Givens in the paint. Lippert, he got the basket. 11 points for Lippert. Game's leading scorer now with 11. Blackman lead is 17, just underway here in the fourth. Oakland will not die. Blackman has had the lead after trailing 4-3. They have never looked back. Oakland made a run in the third. Going to take a big run in the fourth, and Blackman trying to spread the ball, spread the floor, get something back door. They're just passing out front. Coming near side, Thompson. Dribbles around with it. Now Sales comes out to help.
Trying to get him to come out of that. Play man-to-man. They're in a zone right now.
Kind of in a matchup on the guards out front. Dowdy back to Thompson. Well, Barry Wertman proved last year that he's a man of patience. Bounce pass goes inside. Terrence Smotherman runs it down. He can do this all night. He doesn't care. Foul line jumper rolls, will not fall for Dowdy. Rebound put back. This one won't go for Cousin. And pulling down the rebound for Oakland is Dante Lippert. Makes the outlet pass over to Black. Now Lippert gets it back. Gibbons out front. Works off a pick. Drives in the corner. Back to Black. Ball tipped up in the air. And run down by the Blaze. Thompson stops at the top of the key. Dowdy looks over the three, doesn't take it. He's threatened, not really. Barry Wortman right there in front of him. Pass out front to Sales. Spreading the floor, Thompson drives the lane. No, has to save it first and draws it back in. Dowdy back over to Thompson. Thompson's three off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around. And Lippert has it. Black brings it up the floor for the Patriots. Tyler gives it up to Lippert in the corner. Now right wing is Kyle Oliver. Down low, Lippert free. And he gets it in off of the right block.
Yeah, I like Lippert, don't you? I just think he knows kind of how to play around that basket.
He is a 6'5 junior. And leads Oakland with 13 points. Leading score in the game. Bounce pass. Cousin drives baseline. Now Smotherman there for the slam. For the jam. 49-32. Blaze whistling a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. On State Farm Prep Basketball, Blackman leads 49-32.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night 8-10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from sun, windows, and doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know. The people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Was born. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. 1924, you know, TOA, I remember them being around back then.
I was going to say, you had to at least be in your 20s if I was born in 1924. So what are you, a 1900 era guy?
Wow. He's kind of dissed me there.
You're always older. Drive to the lane by Dunaway. No good. And Blackman to bring it down the floor. Across to the timeline is Thompson. Trying to spread the floor again. Are the Blackman Blaze. McMiller has it, far side, now near side, Thompson. Over in the corner, Dowdy. Feet goes inside to Cousin. Cousin has to throw it right back out front. And they reset. Near side, Dowdy. Bounce pass to Thompson, drives the lane. Draws the defense, and going up is Cousin, and he's hacked. Boy, what a great pass. I mean, he does that just about better than anybody.
Well, he's got pretty good help down low, and they just wait for that penetration by Thompson. He's just got great eye for the players. I mean, he just got peripheral vision or something. He can really do it.
At the foul line, Cousin missed the first but hit the second. Comes the second. Blaze in double figures. 50-32, 18-point lead. Epps drives off the right block, goes up. There's going to be a hacking foul up underneath the basket called on Smotherman.
By the way, Oakland outscored them 16-9 in that third quarter, so a very good third quarter for the Patriots, but can't wipe out those first two quarters, unfortunately, for the Pats. Blackman, on the other hand, has kind of rewrited the ship, haven't they?
Sending to the foul line, Epps. Trying to right the ship. Just dug themselves too deep of a hole here.
I think Barry Werman did a great job of kind of bringing and spreading out the offense. He's trying to get them to come out of that zone they're in, a little zone trap they're doing.
First one was good, second one no good for Epps. 3:38 to go in the game, right before the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show. Hope you'll stay with us for that. Pass out front, Thompson in the corner. Dowdy fakes the shot, doesn't take it. Now gives it back up to Thompson. Thompson backs it way back out there. Bounce pass, Dowdy underneath. Rolling it through is Quindell Cousin. 12 points for Cousin tonight.
For Cousins and Smotherman, they probably need to take Dowdy and Thompson out to dinner.
Yeah, really. All the assist.
Oh, great save.
Thompson. That was actually Mayer who saved it. Inbound. Well, it's going to be a tie ball. And it's going to go to Blackman with the possession arrow in their favor. 17 Oakland turnovers. That's one thing. 13 in the first half. So they've done a much better job. What's that four here in the second half? 3 minutes to go in this one. Boys coaches tomorrow morning on the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Freeze for three, and this one short. Rebound Givens. Not exactly what Barry Wertman wanted there. And Oakland's lost the ball out of bounds.
Emmanuel Smith was trying to throw a baseball pass underneath, and when he got ready to cock and fire, the ball didn't come with him. I've had that happen to me a few times.
Recently?
No, back in the old softball days.
Oh, I got you. Lightman still in the backcourt. McMiller makes the long pass up, finds Freeze, now Sales in the game. Back to McMiller. Works between the rings, threw it away. Givens stepped in front of it. Manuel Smith stutter steps, goes far side. Now a three by Epps, has it blocked. Batted around, rolling around. Saved by Lippert for Oakland. Makes the outlet pass. Now it's Emmanuel Smith from the right elbow. This shot won't go, and now the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackman basketball. Still working on some finals. See if we can get anything else. I think we're just a little bit ahead of everybody else, although many fouls and timeouts and stuff we've had. Probably going to catch up here soon. Shot by McMiller. It is no good. I think it was partially tipped, but looked like somebody got a piece of that, but it's going to be an air ball at Oakland's basketball.
Again, that's another shot that Barry Wertman did not want to take.
So Dunaway tosses in. Epps brings it down the floor. Minute 44 to go. It'll be a foul called on Blackman's Andrew Rogan. His second foul, and Oakland will go to the line for 1-1.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS tonight, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air, and you can join Brian and myself tomorrow from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner and Cougar Corner, and it is Boys Day. That means we have the boys coaches.
Boys coaches tomorrow morning, that's right.
Come by and get a big old breakfast. Enjoy it.
Your pick of the pig.
That's
gravy,
right.
And biscuit, hash browns, eggs. Manuel Smith hit both free throws. Don't forget the pancake. Only order one, though.
Oh, you can't handle but one.
In the backcourt. Long pass stolen away by Oakland's Dunaway. Now he threw it away. exchanging turnovers. At 35 to go in this one. Trapped back behind the line. Now it's tipped away by Smith. Ball rolling around, and now Blackman comes away with it. Underneath Sales. Well, the play getting very rugged. It's a first and 10 after the flag. They finally call someone for a foul. And that's going to be K.J. Dowdy.
Well, Oakland got a break, I thought, there because it looked like there were like three fouls before they ever blew the whistle on that fourth one.
At the line stands Devin Epps. One and one. Shot it. Got it. He'll have another. Foul. Shot upcoming for Epps. He'll have another one. Josh Mayer just came back into the game for the Blaze. This one is up, and this one's good as well. Epps with four. 54-35. Long toss thrown in. Now a foul on Emmanuel Smith. That's four on Emmanuel. Nope, that is his fifth, apparently. I only have him as four. And they looked at the official book. I'm not so sure. Is that his fourth or his fifth? So there's some discussion about it. Not that it matters, and I'm not the official, but the official book says five, I think. Nope, says four.
Yeah, he's out there.
So just four fouls. Blackman having some trouble. They do get it across the timeline, get it up the floor. Freeze has his shot partially blocked. Deep rebound comes out. K.J. Dowdy has it. And now a foul on Dunaway, I would imagine. 52, yes, Dunaway. Oakland has only fouled four times. That was the fourth foul. Don't know if they're going to try to use him up or not. Stolen away, Smith. Emmanuel drives, lost the ball, out of bounds off of Oakland teammate Kyle Oliver. Turnover Patriots.
Yeah, great effort by Smith, and Oakland's still going after it. Blackman trying to just run out the clock.
Marquois Gant is in the game for the Blaze. He has the ball now. Long pass up, stolen away by Dunaway. Saved. Epps for three. No good. Crawls over the rim. Rebound with 39 seconds, and now a foul. Epps, I believe. Yes. That is his second foul. Winding this one up here tonight. Freeze from the right elbow. Now back to the top of the key, Rogan. 26 seconds. And now a reach-in foul on Epps. Don't forget, coming up, the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air post-game show. Straight ahead here on WGNS AM/FM. Maybe you're listening in on our mobile app as well. iPhone, Android. Yeah, there's an app for that.
There's an app for everything in there.
Was in Nashville yesterday at the state capitol, or around the state capitol at the downtown Y, doing my show, and on the way back, listened to Monty on my app.
Could have come by to see me.
Thought about it, but I wanted to get home. Nashville traffic was terrible. I didn't know if you were still there or what, so didn't want to call and disturb you. I'm glad I don't have to make that trip at 4:30 every afternoon.
You'll get out of there by 3:30, you're in trouble.
Yeah, Rogan missed the charity toss. down the floor. Oakland with some youngsters. Lawrence Summers misses the shot. Rebound. And traveling is the call. Turnover Blackman. Josh House in the game. Josh makes the long throw in. Shot bounces three times, won't go. Rebound Blackman. Rogan in the backcourt. Flips it over to Gant, and there's your horn. Your final tonight. Blackman 52, Oakland 36. Blackman 52, Oakland 36. Blackman improves to 18-3, 7-1 in the district, while Oakland falls to 10-16 and are now 2-6 in District 7 AAA play. Again, your final 52-36, Blackman a winner here on State Farm Prep Basketball, boys style. We'll run down the entire scoreboard. Blackman girls defeat Oakland tonight, 41-37 as well. We'll talk about that, look at all the scores we have for you, and much more as we jump into the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show here on WGNS AM FM Online.
Oh, gosh, I know what that is.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.